Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
From an agricultural standpoint, some of the main issues were dairy and sugar. But just to give a little background, too, on what the TPP is, it's a proposed regional free trade agreement currently under negotiation between 12 Pacific Rim countries. And for many of the countries, the U.S. already has a free trade agreement with those countries. So it really wouldn't change trade between, you know, several of the countries that are already included in the TPP.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The main thing that we're monitoring with the TPP is related to the textile industry. So one thing I pointed out is that most of the countries already have a free trade agreement with the United States. However, Vietnam does pose a slight concern. It is the most significant textile trading partner of the U.S. that does not have a free trade agreement and is included in this TPP. Vietnam is the second largest textile exporter to the United States following China. And the main point of concern is the rule of origin language that Vietnam would like to include in the TPP. The rules of origin specify how much of the content of textile or apparel must come from the TPP region in order for the product to qualify for duty-free access. So from a U.S. standpoint, the inclusion of the yarn forward rule with no additional provisions is very important.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The yarn forward rule states that raw material may be produced in any region, but each step starting with the yarn used to make textiles or apparel must be done within the TPP region. For most free trade agreements with the United States, the yarn forward rule is included. What Vietnam would like to do is to include the cut-and-sew rule of origin in the TPP agreement. This would allow them to gain duty-free access to the U.S. market while using materials from China or other non-TPP nations. This could significantly harm the U.S. textile industry. The yarn forward rule would actually discourage Vietnam from using Chinese imports while encouraging the use of U.S. imports. Now, going forward, it's unclear when negotiations will wrap up. If it does happen to continue on into 2016, further delays are possible since it will be more difficult to finalize the agreement during an election year.